State funding is coming for a new animal teaching hospital at Oklahoma State University. Construction is beginning on a new transit and visitor center in Seminole. And if you haven't heard, there will be a Game 7 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 16th. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma State University is getting $250 million to revamp its College of Veterinary Medicine teaching hospital. Anna Pope reports, university officials say it's a win for the college.
In recent years, the vet school has been put on probationary accreditation twice. During the Oklahoma legislative session this year, the university requested a $295 million appropriation for a new animal teaching hospital and student scholarships. OSU President Jim Hess said long-term accreditation of the vet school depends on replacing the 40-year-old facility. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert says the appropriation is essential given the shortage of large animal veterinarians.
And it should be an absolute gem for the state of Oklahoma and for the nation, and that is not the way it's been treated.
This will be added to an existing $79 million appropriation passed last year. In a statement, Hess says the funds will ensure the university can continue training veterinarians who protect the food supply and safeguard public health. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
A technology center in Shawnee is now officially a campus and eligible for state funding. The State Board of Career and Technology Education approved the Gordon Cooper Technology Center as a full campus Thursday. GCTC is expanding its aviation maintenance technology program and adding a fifth instructor. The center offers secondary and post-secondary instruction at Shawnee Regional Airport. The program is certified and approved by the Federal Aviation Administration for airframe and power plant training. The new instructor will be part of a second high school class that will begin in the fall. The Seminole Nation of Oklahoma broke ground on a new transit plaza and visitor center in the city of Seminole this week. Thomas Pablo has more on the project.
Around 80 people showed up to celebrate the new multi-purpose facility across from Seminole State College. Principal Chief Lewis Johnson says it's an anchor project for future development, as well as a hub for the tribe.
Other companies may come here for the incentives, the tax relief, and the different incentives that may be given to them for a certain time. But many of those companies will leave here. We will not leave. This is our home, has been our home for hundreds of years, and it will always be our home even for future generations.
Lottie Cootie is a council representative for the Seminole Nation. She says she's glad to see progress made on the project.
I am happy that this happened because I'm an elder. I'm 89 years old. I'm lucky to be here to see what's happening and everything.
The project is scheduled to be completed in 2026. In Seminole, I'm Thomas Pablo.
The Oklahoma City Thunder and Denver Nuggets are going to play one more game in their NBA playoff series. The Nuggets forced a Game 7 with a 119-107 victory last night. OKC shot just 27% from three-point land in the game, well below their season average of 44%. But coach Mark Daigneault says the Thunder will be ready for Game 7.
We need to be who we've been all season and embrace the opportunity that's in front of us. We get to play that game at home because of the work we did during the regular season in front of our fans. So, we're obviously disappointed in the outcome tonight, but when the ball goes up in the air, we'll be excited to go.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder in scoring with 32 points, followed by Chet Holmgren with 19 points and 11 rebounds. The series now returns to OKC for a decisive Game 7 on Sunday afternoon at 2:30. The winner advances to the Western Conference Finals while the loser's season is over. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. I'm Deborah Schar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.